Nolte, the new stupid standard is testing everyone every single day. By John Nolte on May 14, 2020. Just when you think the corrupt media cannot possibly move the coronavirus goalposts any further, ABC's Jonathan Carr launches those posts into the outer reaches of space with the stupidest, most anti-science goal ever conceived. Get this. America's testing infrastructure will not be acceptable to the fake news media until everyone is tested every freaking day they go to work. Oh, and President Trump accepted the premise. During his Monday evening briefing at the White House Rose Garden, for whatever reason, Trump once again allowed the fake news media to ask him questions. And things ended exactly as they always do when Trump invites the fake media to ask him questions. Another dysfunctional disaster, a train wreck that failed to serve the country in any positive or informative way. Trump had hoped to use the briefing to rightfully brag on America's impressive testing capacity. A hope he himself ensured would turn to shit by inviting the same group of media assholes he always invites, and here is just one of the results. ABC's Jonathan Carl, your staff, your senior staff, as you just referenced, is able to get tested every day. When will it be that Americans across the country will be able to get tested every day as they go back to work? President Trump, very soon, really, very soon. Trump went on to talk about how far testing has come in just 2 months. Which is, like I said, impressive, but here was that lunatic Carl's follow-up. Carl, should people be told to go back to work until they have that assurance that they and their co-workers are able to get tests, which we're still not there? Trump, we're leaving that up to the governors, as you know. What kind of madness are these two talking about? Testing every worker every day they go to work? Let me repeat that for emphasis. Every American worker must be tested at the beginning of every workday. That's around 150 million tests per day, per day. That's around a billion tests per week, per week. That's not only an impossibility, it's anti-science. A goal so ignorant, so stupefyingly stupid. It could only come from a national political reporter, who apparently doesn't wear his virtue signaling mask when he thinks no one's looking. Let me begin by saying I love this country. I love this country so much that once marrying anything you want to marry becomes legal during the first term of the Kamala Harris presidency, I intend to gay marry this country. But as awesome the future Mrs. America Nolte is, she cannot effectively and reliably test 150 million people per day. No one can effectively and reliably complete a billion tests a week, 4 billion a month, 50 billion a year. We just can't. What are we going to do, put one of those little machines in every workplace? In every office? In every factory, bookstore, Pizza Hut, construction site, convenience store, post office, and Starbucks break lounge? Along with one of those machines, will there be a government-trained medical professional at every location to ensure the test is run correctly? This simply cannot be done. Of course we test everyone every day at the White House. We're talking about the President and Vice President of the United States. The entire executive level of the federal government is in and out of there. But does this mean we need to do the same at every Costco, real estate office, and fast food joint in the country? Can't you just see 100 guys lined up every morning at a construction site for the 5-minute test? There are 5 5-minute machines available. So instead of taking 500 minutes to get through the line, it only takes 100 minutes, and everything is perfectly sterile and gloves are changed after every test, and this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Even if you believe it should be that way, it doesn't matter, it simply cannot be effectively done. But that's the standard the fake media are going to set because they know it's an impossible standard and under no circumstance can Trump ever be allowed to succeed. Which begs the question. Why in the name of all that's holy is Trump accepting the premise and ensuring everyone that very soon the United States of America will reliably complete 150 million coronavirus tests a day? As far as the science, this is not good science. Forget the fact it can't be done. Even if we could do it, you are talking about trillions and trillions of dollars being spent on something totally unnecessary. Think about it. Other than a few meat processing plants where things are now under control, we're not hearing about any devastating outbreaks or waves of infections and hospitalizations at all those places of business that have remained in operation throughout this pandemic. America's Walmarts and takeout restaurants and pharmacies and other essential companies have figured it out. have managed to stay open and relatively healthy without everyone being tested every single day. If the post office and Costco and your local gas station are able to march on without testing every worker every day, why can't the rest of us? And now I'm going to say something that the delicate among you might wish to avoid. Ready? Okay, here we go. That facts of life are this: it might take until the end of this year. It might take until the end of next year. It might take 10 years. But as I have been saying for more than a month now, and as Dr. Michael Osterholm, the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, has just had the courage to say out loud, the China virus is going to rage until it infects everybody it possibly can. Which means it surely won't slow down until it hits 60-70% of the population. And do you want to know why it will rage until about 200-250 million of Americans are infected? Because that's the percentage of the population required to achieve herd immunity. Oh, and there's another reason why. There's no cure for the coronavirus, and if past is prologue, there never will be. Did you know we still have no cure for the Spanish flu of 1918? An epidemic that wiped out 50-100 million worldwide and more than a half million Americans. Did you know there's still no cure for the Hong Kong flu? A virus that killed up to 3 million worldwide and 100,000 Americans in 1968? In both cases, the virus eventually stopped being lethal, or at least became less lethal, by way of herd immunity, the virus mutating, or a combination of both. Right now, Osterholm figures that not even 20% of the country has been infected with the coronavirus, which means we have a long way to go. This is an infectious disease. That means that unless you're perfect with your mask, your hand washing, and disinfecting your mail and groceries 100% of time, eventually it's going to get you. It's going to get all of us. Testing will not save us. Testing is not a cure. All testing can do is ensure we get ahead of a major outbreak before it overwhelms our healthcare system. Which is a worthy goal, but we don't have to complete 150 million tests a day to achieve that worthy goal. We probably don't have to complete 1% of 150 million tests a day to achieve that worthy goal. It's all so stupid. Everything's so stupid. But do you want to know what's really stupid? You can have and spread the coronavirus while still testing negative for the virus. It's called a false negative. It's a real problem. And do we really want all our employees running around with a false sense of security after testing negative? So riddle me this, testing fanatics. If we're all going to eventually be infected anyway, what's the point? If the tests aren't going to catch everyone, what's the point? I mean, other than to set an absurd standard that can never be achieved as a means to make rapey Joe Biden president? Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.